Yeah.
All right.
There we
All
go.
right. Good evening, everyone. It is 6:03, and I would like to call the third Otter Rock Water District Budget Committee meeting to order on May 16, 2024. We'll begin with roll call. Eileen.
Here.
Beth.
Here.
Lisa.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Pat.
Here.
And Teresa.
Here.
And Joni. I see no visitors, at least not yet. Has everyone read the summary that Kelly put together for our last meeting? Were there any changes that need to be made to it? The only thing I saw, Kelly, was you referred to Rod in there as the person who introduced the action checklist, and it might be okay. I think it'd be okay to, or a good idea to put his last name in there, Rod Zawalski. Can we do that?
I don't know. It's been posted to the
Oh,
website.
okay.
I don't know.
Teresa, did you have any, did Rod say
No,
anything about it?
that's
He doesn't
fine.
mind. Okay,
How many
great.
Rods can there be as president or whatever on the water board in the last 20 years?
Okay, that's great. I just failed to talk to you a little bit sooner.
Kelly, we
No
can
worries.
always post a revised revision. In fact, I go in and take the draft off of it after we've approved summaries. For our
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know if it
it
was
could be
critical for
done.
my name spelling, TH.
Oh, you want a
I don't
Theresa?
care,
But yeah, that's what I
TE all the
thought.
time, but I didn't know if it was a big deal.
How do you spell
Okay.
it?
With the H,
Yeah.
Theresa.
Okay, well, that's how I spelled it here, but is that not how I spelled it in the
It's
notes?
on the list of attendees, correct? But then in the body.
All
See,
right.
I'm looking at it right now. It says TE.
Okay.
So if we can, then we can just add Zawalski to Rod, then that would just make that nice
Clear.
and tidy. Yeah. Do we need a motion to approve the summary? Let's do it. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the summary.
Okay, Beth, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Eileen. So let's do a vote. Eileen, I assume that's a
Yes.
yes.
Okay.
Beth is a
Yes.
yes. Lisa?
Yes.
Kelly? Pat?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
And Joni, yes. Okay. And Kelly, thank you for the great job. Seriously,
Really?
thank you
Yeah.
very much.
So fast.
And fast, yes. The purposes of this meeting are to review the latest revision of the proposed budget for the 2024-25 budget year, and if appropriate, to vote to approve our final recommended budget. We'll see how that proceeds tonight. And let's first review our action checklist. And the first one is kind of an ongoing. It's an ongoing one, which was to report on any news from FEMA and Business Oregon. You reported on Monday, no, Tuesday. So would you just do a summary so that it's recorded for the budget committee?
Sure. So as of the 1st of May, we are waiting for final reviews to take place to I'm sorry, to take place with Business Oregon. The Richard with Business Oregon kind of signed off on the financial end of it, and now it's been pushed to the their Business Oregon management team. And so they're reviewing it, and we're just basically waiting for them to come back. And then as far as FEMA, we're basically just waiting to hear on that. Civil West, I know, is working on, there was a Lincoln County's hazard mitigation that FEMA needed some information on, and I know Civil West was working on that. And so that's where we're at. We don't have any final from either of them, but it's certainly moving in the right direction. Great. That's where we're at.
I think I'll leave this as an ongoing on the action item checklist, even though we may finish the meeting and we'll have these, but I'm going to leave it on as ongoing, I think, because that will be on there. The other one was, there were two more. One is to consult with Civil West about the wisdom of waiting to install meters in the deep areas until the main lines are replaced. And this would help avoid excavating unusual or unnecessary excavating costs. And so Beth and Eileen have that one. Do either one of you have a report?
Yes, I did check with Kevin, and he concurred with us that it would be wise to wait on those and just do them with the big project. I reviewed my list, and I think there's probably only three or four that might be that way, and we don't know for sure yet. We'll probably know by the end of the summer, but.
Great. Great. Okay. Eileen, was there anything that you wanted to add to that piece?
No, I hadn't talked to Kevin. So, okay. Yeah.
Okay. And then the final one is, and I'm going to check that one off as completed. And then the last one, this print is small. Revised budget calculations for the meter installation part, the EPA survey part, and the contingencies on the light items. But we'll get to that as we move through the budget.
Yep.
All righty, great. So let's see, the next one is continuing to look at the budget proposed, and see if there are any additional budget items that need to be addressed. So I'm open, and I'm going to do this meeting to be sure that everyone has the chance and I don't miss anybody. I'm going to be spending a lot more time looking at you and waiting for your white cards in case you want to talk. So I'm going to be talking much less. All right. Anybody want to open the discussions? Yes, Lisa.
I already put this in the email, but since Kevin at Civil West said that we should put $15,000 into that category, we need to put $15,000 in. And I know we may not use it, but we need to put it in there just in case. I mean, we need to have Kevin whatever he needs to do to help us along. And I don't know what that is, and I don't know how much it's going to cost. But you know, I'm just not sure when Business Oregon is going to do this, and then you know what everything is going to roll up and how we're going to use it and how we're going to get the budget. And there's just too many unknowns. So right now I don't feel comfortable without that $50,000 in the budget.
Okay. Yes, Beth.
As Kevin explained in that email, it won't end up using general fund. It will be out of the project fund. So
but Beth, we don't know when that's going to happen, so we need to account for it. Well, we have no idea when we're going to sign the dotted lines. I know enough of this in my world. Sorry, Beth, but I know enough of this in my world that you can go on for years without signing contracts, without getting money. It's just the way things happen. It really is. And, you know, we've been working on grants and loans for years at Oregon State, and we still don't have them. We don't have the money in hand. So I'm not comfortable without putting that money in.
Okay. Beth and then Eileen.
Well, I would add that also we're going to have probably around 30,000 in our contingency, and that's an easy resolution to add money to. I think, what do we have in there now? 5,000 for that?
10.
10?
Yeah.
We have 10 in there now, and we have 30,000 in the contingency that would just require a resolution. So we have that. I don't, you know, we can add that in there. It'll just take it out of contingency. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm fine.
Okay. Okay. Lisa, or no, Eileen is next.
I basically was going the same way, that we've got 30,000 sitting in contingencies. We can either just move it now. And the number that she's talking about, in case anybody else is wondering, is it's the grant loan application fees that's under professional fees. It was at 20,000. We dropped it down to 10,000, and Lisa's wanting to bring it back up to 15. And I don't have a problem with that. We could either leave it at 10, and if we have to bring it up to 15, we can just transfer it, or we can do it now. I think either way is fine. So,
Lisa, what do you think?
I would prefer we move it now, just because that's what they wanted us. That's what Kevin suggested, and it's really just a crapshoot. And I'd rather have it done now and not have me spend nights worrying about, okay, you know, we've spent this much. Okay, we're now, you know, because it could be more than $15,000, or it could be less. We honestly don't know, and I'd rather err on the side of caution.
Okay.
Because, and Teresa, I don't want to have to, you know, nickel and dime, you know, Kevin, because, you know, he's all we got. So I want to make sure that we do it the right way.
Okay. Teresa?
Can we identify the exact line item we're talking about here?
It's number 5020.6. It's under professional fees. It's grant loan application fees.
Pat?
Is Teresa finished?
Well,
yes.
I'm still trying to find this.
If you printed it out, it's the top of page two.
Page two.
5020.
Oh, 50.
5020.6.
Okay. That's got 20,000 in it.
No,
I think it has 10.
10 now.
The last column.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Pat. And then I'll do Kelly.
Yes. I totally agree with Lisa. In the interest of fulfilling budgetary mandates that say, if we think we know something now, we should budget for it. And I realize we could transfer from contingency quite easily, but it's good to have it where we think we might have to spend it.
Okay, Kelly?
Yeah, and so what we're talking about right now is taking $5,000 out of contingency and putting it up into that professional fee. And then we'd still have 25,000 in contingency. So I'm on board with that.
Okay. Beth, did you have a card?
Yeah. You know, I think mostly he's talking about, once we get started, there'll be some upfront costs. And those would be, like, say, for plans to be examined. When you send those to the state, you have to send the check with it before they even look at the plans, and we'll have the cash available for that. But it's never gonna, unless we don't get the FEMA award in the next year, it's never gonna come out of the general fund. But just want to note that people are aware of that it would be charged to the FEMA fund.
Are you okay with it being moved now?
Yeah. If we have to use it for something else and later, we can
move it back. Transfer. Okay. Are there any other comments about that? So that would move 5,000 from contingencies into 5020.6. Okay. Any other issues on the proposed budget to be discussed?
The only numbers that we changed were on the commercial base rate, we moved the system development or the system improvement fee, the dollar amount's the same, but we just broke it out.
We did the breakdown.
So we took care of that. Mm-hmm. We didn't make any other changes until we get to the grant loan application, and we're going to change that to $15,000. We made a slight adjustment on the property liability insurance. We got a little bit more information from the broker on that, and he suggested that we increase it 20% because of the crisis on insurance. So we changed that just slightly to $67.60. Mm-hmm. And then we, under meter installations, we bumped that way up. If you look, we've got it at $98,650. And basically what we did is we moved a lot of money out of the survey, the EPA survey, and we put it up into the meter installations, because we've got 37 meters that we want to try to get done next year. We've got 11 that we're going to try to finish up this year. So that's why we increased it to that amount for next year.
Okay. What's the new amount, Eileen?
$98,650.
Wow.
Kelly?
So where is the EPA survey? I didn't see it in the budget.
It's down towards the bottom, Kelly. It's under number 9,000.
Right. Which one is it?
It's right under the line that says total 9,000. And it says EPA survey.
Mine doesn't say EPA survey. I have 9,000.1 basic system operation, 9,000.2 additional services, 9,000.3 chlorine and maintenance, total 9,000. Oh, there. Okay, never mind. I see it.
Okay.
We went from 18,000 to 1,500.
Yep.
So how are we going to work on our EPA survey with that?
A lot of that money is going to come out of when we do the meter installations. And I think Beth can probably answer that a little
bit. Beth?
Last year, Kelly, when we were doing the budget, we had no idea what we were looking at as far as having to complete that EPA survey. And we just tried to be safe and
put
a whole bunch into that. And
yeah.
Turns out because we didn't know that we could do a 20% random sampling by October, this coming October. That information hadn't come out. We thought we had to do everything. We had to dig up every single connection. So
when is the date for that we have to have that done by?
Everything done, we don't know yet. We have to have the minimum amount done by October 16th, 2024. It has to be submitted to the state. They haven't said when you have to have it 100% done.
Thank you.
So a lot of them will be unknowns, the ones we haven't done.
And
Eileen?
I'd also like to clarify a little bit on that dollar amount for meter installations. It didn't all come out of the EPA survey. It also came out of the fact that we've increased the rates. So there's more income coming in. So that's where a chunk right. came from as well. So
good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other, Pat?
On a different subject, sort of. What are we figuring now is the approximate cost of a meter installation, an average? Are we up over 2,000?
Oh, roughly? Yeah, probably. I'm thinking 2400, but okay. You know, it varies on the time involved. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. I was guessing 25, so.
Yeah, well, you were real close. But we may be coming into a few more tricky ones. Who knows, you know?
Yes. Right. I hope not, but.
Hope not, right.
Are there any other issues on the proposed budget that we should talk through? Yes, Beth.
I have one.
And then thing. Teresa.
This doesn't have to do with the general fund, but it has to do with perhaps another fund. I was, you know, I can't stay away from that. I have to read these statutes but I wanted to look into what was involved in doing a supplemental budget.
Ooh.
And when reread everything, I find that they say that a supplemental budget can be done when the need for it basically could not reasonably be foreseen when preparing the original budget. Right. Well, I think we're counting on getting this loan and starting the work within this next budget year. And I think we should probably add that. It's not general fund, but if you look at the bottom, we have to report on our other funds. And what we will need to do is create a new fund. We'll have to do a resolution and say, okay, because we have to keep these project things totally separate from everything else. So we'll need what I think we should probably call it a capital improvement loan fund, because then we'll also have a capital improvement FEMA fund. And those two totally separate as far as accounting. And what we put on the information sent to Business Oregon, which was based on what Kevin said, to use a 15% of the total loan amount for this upcoming year to plan on that, because what we sent into them had actually a 7-year budget, kind of rough budget planned out. And so that would be $367,500 is the 15%. He said to use 15%, 75%, and then 10% for the third year for the wrap up.
And this is just Business Oregon, Beth?
Just Business Oregon, yeah. So it would be real simple. If you look down at the last sheet of your spreadsheet where there's reserve fund and system development fund, it would start with zero cash on hand. It would be the first... income line would be loan drawdown, whatever number we decide to use in QuickBooks to account for that money that comes in. And that would be the $367,500. And then under the expenses, it would be capital outlay for, and you know, we don't have a code for that yet, but we list it with the code and then the same amount. And so the unappropriated fund ending fund balance would be zero.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, are you proposing adding line items to cover the income and the output for the project to this regular budget?
Yeah, well, this is our budget for next year for all the right. monies we're expecting to expend and all the monies we're expecting to come in.
So there's not
an option. Yes, I'm adding it. I'm suggesting we should add it. So the alternative is that once we hear from Business Oregon for sure, we get an award, we sign the contracts, then we have to do a supplemental budget. And that will require another mailing, a notice that is mailed out to all our customers, and another hearing on approving it
okay.
before the board can vote. That would, if we include it now, that would save us doing that. Now, if and we hope it does, FEMA comes on board next year also, and we end up expending some monies there to get that up, you know, ramping up for that one, we will have to do a supplemental budget. But I think it's too far out in the distance with an unknown amount for us to include it now.
But the Business Oregon, I think the Business Oregon, we do know the amount of money that they're planning on awarding us. And we do.
Well, yeah, we've asked for that.
Right.
We think they're going to approve it. And we expect it any day now. And so we reasonably expect to be going into this for next year.
So this is to be there before we get thrown there. Really?
Huh?
Right? I mean, that's
I didn't catch that.
This is a situation in which we are doing something to be there before if we know it's going to happen. It's just we're planning in advance. Mm-hmm. We're planning in advance. Mm-hmm. Okay. Teresa and then Lisa. You want to go ahead?
Lisa or Teresa?
Oh, sorry. Teresa and then Lisa.
Okay. I think it's a great idea. You know, why do double work if we can just add the line items now? But I would also agree with, well, we could still add line items for FEMA, you know, in terms of they're just a line item there. It's going to have to be a line item that's an income line item, right? It doesn't have to be in. We're eventually going to get income from them, right? Or are they just going to pay down?
If we get awarded within this next budget year, we will probably get something, and we would have some engineering expenses to be paid out within that year too.
Yeah. So I'm saying if we're going to interject, placeholder line items for Business Oregon, why wouldn't we just do the same thing for FEMA?
We could check with Kevin, and you know, it would be kind of a dartboard thing. Well, you know,
of course, I mean, it is anyways.
Well, yeah, but I mean, as to when we would say, if we get the award, maybe in the fall, that what percentage of that amount we should put in. We would need to get some ballpark idea of the amount of. And it'll be the same thing. It'll be type a drawdown type thing, I believe.
Right.
You know. It would be more of a guesstimate.
I mean, if we could project, my thoughts here is just, if we want to avoid doing a supplemental, which is, I understand this to be, right? And then plan to avoid that, doing a supplemental, then if we're still just projecting what costs are going to be in all kinds of things right now that are unknowns, even for Business Oregon, other than the income, we know that, we don't know the output. Everything's mungible, if I can use that word. So if we just put in two line items for the FEMA stuff as well, then we avoid supplemental all around. I agree with you 100%, Beth. Whatever we can avoid, do now. But, you know, my question is just, why can't we just do it with FEMA too? That way we totally avoid doing a supplemental budget.
Yeah, I guess we could do an overestimate for FEMA, because anytime you exceed your budget by a certain percentage, you have to do a supplemental budget anyway. So if we didn't guess it high enough for FEMA and FEMA really got going and we spent more, we'd still have to do a supplemental budget if it exceeded the 15%. But I was just thinking, at least for Business Oregon, feel like we're so close for that.
I get that. It makes complete sense. I agree. But I think, you know, throw it out there, put it for both. Yes, you know.
We could.
Anyone that would check our stuff, anyone that would do an audit on our stuff, would understand what we did and why.
Yeah. Lisa and then Pat.
My caution and all of this is that since we don't know what FEMA is going to cover and what we're going to do, we might not be wanting to spend the Business Oregon money until we figure out how much FEMA is going to cost, because we cannot start work on Business Oregon and then hope FEMA covers it. We have to have distinct lines of what we're spending the FEMA grant on. And if we only get $100,000 from FEMA, then we're going to have to really make tough decisions, and we can't just go all wonky on it. And we can't do pre-award spending on FEMA, obviously, which means, you know, we can't even. So if we spend engineering fees for whatever it is we're doing, and it ends up being engineering fees for some of the work that FEMA is going to do, we can't charge the grant, the engineering fees that we did for FEMA to Business Oregon.
We can't.
Yeah, I know.
We can never do that.
But what I'm saying is we might not want to spend the money in Business Oregon until we figure out what FEMA is going to cover. And then we can figure out the scope of everything and who's going to cover what and what pocket of money is going to come where, because it's very convoluted. And it's very cut and dry. And that's my only caution is we can't just say, okay, Business Oregon, we have 360 whatever, and then we can start doing whatever. We don't know what the final project's going to be without getting the FEMA stuff. We can't even begin to guess.
We'll do Pat, then Beth, then Eileen.
I don't think I have a question now, so thank you.
Okay. Beth, and then Eileen.
We do know exactly what FEMA is going to cover. We know what's been presented to them, and we know everything but that is covered under Business Oregon, and I don't know that we can change that midstream now anyway. We've requested from Business Oregon, there were several emails that went back and forth between Kevin and Business Oregon as to exactly what is the FEMA project going to entail and what else is to be done under the loan project. So,
sorry, Beth.
That's okay. Correct.
But if FEMA decides we're not going to get what the money is that they gave us, and we probably won't get the money that we asked for. I mean, honestly, we're lucky to get 90%, maybe even 80% of what we asked for. And we can't just be banking on the fact that FEMA is going to give us whatever it is. That just doesn't happen in the grant world. We always have to, I'm spending half of my days now rebudgeting because the federal government is reducing the awards for whatever reason. They say, oh, we're going to do 3 million, and now we're going to do 2.5, and now it's going to be 1.75. And by the time you get the award, it's $100,000. I mean, you just don't know. So I'm sorry, I get animated about this stuff because this is what I live in, and I don't mean to raise my voice, and I apologize. But we don't know. We don't know enough. And that I'm just being cautious because I see it all the time in my job that you have to just pivot, and you have to be very careful about not spending buckets of money when you don't know where they're coming from.
Thank you.
And
okay.
And I apologize.
That's okay. Eileen, that's good.
I don't understand.
I think, Lisa, I think before we get concerned about where we're going to be spending all this money, I think basically what we're trying to do here is just put this budget together. And since we know we're going to be getting money from Business Oregon, we just want to, instead of having to do a supplemental budget down the road this year, we just want to create these line items so that they're in the budget. It's not that we're going to start spending the money.
Beth freaked me out when she said we're going to spend it all, and that's my problem. We may just be budgeting and we may not have any outlay, and that's what was freaking me out, because you know we can't be spending the money when we don't know how much we have in buckets.
That's
why I got freaked out, because Beth said we're getting $300,000, we're spending $300,000, and I'm like, well, you know, that's how, yeah.
Well,
we don't spend it until we get invoiced for the work that was done. The board has to approve an invoice and then send it to Business Oregon. Then they send the check back, unless, as Kevin explained in the email, unless it's something that we have to send some money in right away, such as getting a plans fees or something, or permits or something that's up front like that, that has to be, you know, produced up front. And other than that, we're not going to be spending money that isn't for work that's approved through each of the projects. And it's already done and approved by Civil West and then by the board, and then we send it on to whoever.
You know what I'd like to do at this point is I'd like to get a read from everyone. Just grab your cards. I'd like to get a read for you about where we are with adding, let's just start with adding the additional line items for Business Oregon, because that was the first part. Let's just take a look at that. So give me a card. Red means I can't do it. Yellow means I can go with it. I still have reservations, but I can go with it. And green is I can go with it. So let's get a one just for Business Oregon. Okay, so we have Lisa. Lisa, what would, and Kelly. Oh, green. Okay. Lisa, what would it, say what?
You said just for Business Oregon.
Just for Business Oregon. So Lisa, let's go back to, you gave us a red card. So let's talk about what would it take for you. Are you saying you don't want any of it on there at all?
No, I'm just saying that before we spend any money, we need to know what FEMA does. So we may have that $300,000 carry over until we figure out what FEMA is going to cover and what not, because it could change the whole scope of the work. And I'm just being cautious because I've seen things change within a blink of an eye at work, and people are yelling at me all the time. And it's whatever the federal government gives us is what they give us. And we might have to ratchet down our project, because we don't know. We just don't know. And I don't want to count the chickens before they hatch. So I don't mind putting $300,000 into there, you know, but I don't want the budget committee next year to say, how come we didn't spend it? Because, you know, we're waiting on the FEMA funds, or, you know, we're waiting on this, or we're waiting on that. That's all my only. So it was a green with a hint of pink.
That's yellow. That's that turns yellow. Out to be yellow.
Yellow with a pink, whatever it is.
Pat, did you have a yellow card? You want to talk about what would it take for you to give us a green card?
Who?
Pat.
Oh, okay. Well, my thought was, if things can vary as much as Lisa is telling us from her and hours and years of experience, then it sounds like there would have to be a supplemental budget anyway. So maybe we are getting a little ahead of the game.
Okay. Is that what you were saying? Is that?
Go ahead.
I just was checking to see, is that what you were saying, Lisa? Is it that would be? It would require
I think we're going to get the money from Business Oregon. I just don't know if we're going to be spending it next year.
We have to, though. Excuse me.
We don't have to. We don't have to, Beth. We don't have to spend it. Just because we get it, we have, I think, if I remember from, I think we have at least a year to a year and a half before we start spending it. I mean, they give us a long leeway to do these things. Just because we got the money. I mean, yes, we have to do it because our community needs it, but we also have to be fiscally responsible to see, okay, if FEMA only gives us $100,000, then we're going to have to really ratchet down what we're going to spend it on. Okay. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I don't have a ball, a crystal ball that I can say, yes, we're going to get $2 million from FEMA, or we're going to get 1.5, or we're going to get a million. I don't know. So I can't say we're going to be spending it because I just don't know what we're doing it for.
Okay. Teresa?
Project manager. It's what I did for a living. And yes, so many unknowns. And I agree with you 100%, Lisa. There is no doubt in my mind. Scope is going to change. Money's going to change. Funds are going to change. Everything is going to change. But correct me if I'm wrong. I think right now we're only talking about putting in placeholders in the budget. We're not talking about spending. We're just talking about putting placeholders in that budget so we can manage that fund, those funds, without having to add a supplemental budget. That's my understanding of what we're talking about right now. So are the numbers going to change? Absolutely. I can guarantee you 100% they're going to change. And I agree with you, Lisa, 100% they're going to change. And we're going to have to make decisions all along that project plan. But in the meantime, if we have placeholders for that income and that spending, we don't have to do a supplemental budget, is my thought.
Okay. Beth?
No.
Okay, so now let's take a look, another read. So give me a card on putting placeholders, I'm going to use that word, placeholders, in the line items and for Business Oregon. So let's give it another go. And Teresa, I see you on mute, by the way. Pat, what did you have?
I'm so undecided. Oh, dear.
Tell me about your what makes it undecided for you?
Just the fluidity of the whole idea. I guess. How many, we're looking at one income line and then several expenditure lines?
One income and one expense and unappropriated ending balance of zero. So it's not, there isn't anything that's detailed at all.
Okay.
So you got to agree?
I don't believe in creating work if we can do it now.
Okay.
There's a mailing, cost of mailing too.
So I saw green cards all around. I didn't see a card from Lisa. Can you go? Is that a green with a pink?
No, it's green.
It's green. Okay. So what we're going to do is add an additional system development fund. Is that correct? Or the correct language?
Capital improvement loan fund is what I would call it.
Okay. Capital improvement loan fund.
And then when we get to the FEMA, and I'm going to be positive, we're going to hear next fall, and we'll have to add another one, but we can wait on that one if you want. Or we can do a rough estimate, but I don't know if I can dig up the figures right now.
Okay, so we got a go-ahead on the Capital Improvement Loan Fund. Just to know where we stand, let's do a card on also doing one for FEMA. Just give me a card on how you feel about that.
Can I ask another question before?
Sure.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
If there a supplemental is necessary, it would only be for those two funds. We're not talking about having to supplemental the entire budget for the district, are we?
No, it would be, yeah, but I don't expect we'll find out about FEMA in time. I mean, if we were to wait now to do the loan fund, we'll find out probably within a few months, I'm expecting, if not sooner, because they were anxious to get that contract, completed, because they're getting heat from the EPA. And we would still be somewhat unknown for the FEMA, so I don't know that we could do that. We would probably be looking at two separate supplemental budget issues. But I think we're close enough, at least on the loan one, to do it.
Okay. Teresa? Oh, sorry, Kelly?
So when we put these figures in, if we don't, I mean, we still, I know that Business Oregon looks like it's a done deal, but it's, you know, the fat lady has not sang yet, or however that expression goes. So, you know, it's all kind of unknown. I mean, there's good guesses and everything like that. So if we put the supplemental in, these lines, and we don't get the money or we don't spend the money, is there anything that we have to do?
No, and remember, we're not talking, they aren't affecting the general fund at all.
No, I know. I'm just saying, if we don't get the money, or we get the money and we don't spend the money,
you can do a supplemental budget if you don't expend the money, but I didn't see the way the statutes read that you have to do a supplemental budget if you don't expend a huge amount of money. So I don't think it would make any difference. And the biggest thing as far as the budgeting process is that as a public entity, we disclose the monies we intend to expend and where we intend to expend them. And if anything major changes, we have to let the public know. That's the biggest thing about this budgeting process. That's the most important thing.
And because we are pretty sure that we are going to receive these funds from Business Oregon, it behooves us to add that line item per Oregon statute. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, we're supposed to, if it's reasonably foreseen that we're gonna have this money and spend this money. So, you know, they say, you know, if you totally weren't expecting anything, then okay, fine, you can just do a supplemental budget. But if you think you're going to spend it, you're really supposed to do it in your initial budget process.
So it's that we feel comfortable, and we will put the capital improvement loan fund line items in, but we don't feel safe enough or comfortable enough as a group yet to put in the one for FEMA. Is that correct? Is that what I'm hearing from people?
I would agree with that.
Okay.
I would give that a yellow card.
Okay. So I still want to see what people think about. I just want to be sure that that's what we really are thinking about. Is that really what we're thinking about? Is that we'll put in the capital improvement loan fund, but we will not put in FEMA. I'd like to see a card on just doing the capital improvement fund and not FEMA. Let's just see where we are. Kelly, do you know what you're thinking?
Well, you know, I'm kind of Teresa's mind, which is, you know, do it now. You know, so that we don't have to do a supplemental, because if everything is kind of nebulous anyway, it's just a place for another nebulous thing. And then I'm kind of the mind of, if FEMA's going to take longer than this fiscal year, then we should wait. So I'm like this.
I'm right where Kelly's at too, as far as that goes. I mean, I don't know that it would harm us to have the line items in there. you know, for this year. I just don't know how that would be a problem, but if everyone's uncomfortable with that because it's too unknown at this point, it's fine. We'll just do a supplemental if we have to.
as a community member, I just don't know what numbers. I mean, there are the 367,500 is something that's more known, but I didn't hear anything about what that number would be for FEMA. So I don't even know what we would put in there.
We could do some research. I know I could I'm not gonna pull it off the top of my head, but what maybe Eileen has it, what the last estimated cost was estimate for the FEMA project that Kevin gave us.
And that not off the top of my head here.
Yeah. It was 2.56 million. I think he had it up to something like 2.8 or 2.9 in that email he sent to OEM about the fact that it had been 2 years since we applied and there's the cost increases and can that amount be increased? And they said, yes, of course it can. You know, we expect that. So even though we applied for a lesser amount, they said, yeah, we expect that to be changed. And so he included that amount. And then it would be finding out from him the likelihood of what percentage would we use for that, the first, for this coming fiscal year.
Teresa?
Yeah, I mean, really, that is my point. In project management, every single time you're going to have a reasonable estimate of what you think you're going to spend and what you think you're going to get, but you have no clue what's going to happen in the world. And something's going to happen and your time and materials is going to go skyrocket or something like this. So, you know, I understand the caution, but I also understand that just having the placeholders doesn't fix us to anything. It just avoids the supplemental. Now, with that in mind, you have to think as a body in terms of full transparency, because that's what this is all about anyways. Do you not just want to have a separate supplemental budget for the capital improvement period and don't even have it associated with your regular budget? That's, you know, that's where you're going. We want to avoid, and what I understood from Beth in her initial, you know, suggestion was, let's avoid having to go out there and get approvals and have another budget committee and do another mailings and have all these announcements and put line items in now. If we don't want to do that, then yes, full transparency, just do a separate supplemental budget for the project.
Okay, Lisa.
That'd be my vote. So your question is, do you want to avoid doing a supplemental budget? If you do, then I would suggest all the line items, you know, because if you don't put FEMA in and then FEMA comes through, well, guess what? You're doing a supplemental budget.
Okay. So, Lisa, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that we would be very, very lucky if we ever got FEMA money for the next fiscal year. Just because they have to do things with Lincoln County and you know, negotiating a grant can take months. I mean, probably not with us, but it, I think we would be very lucky if we got it. I don't, if it doesn't harm us any money, you know, anything, then we can say we're going to get a million, maybe 500,000, I don't know, 750. But, you know, I don't think the next fiscal year, I don't think we're going to get any money from FEMA yet.
Do you have any reservations about if it doesn't hurt us, if we don't get punished for not spending? I mean, that's what we're really talking about here. Do you have any, or what are your worries about just having it there? Just having it there already put into place just in case?
The only worry I have is that, you know, we shoot low and they give us high or vice versa. That's my only worry.
Okay.
But other than that, no, I don't have any worries.
Okay, Pat.
I would like, if we're going to do a placeholder for the FEMA grant, I think my preference would be that we just go low with that amount, mainly because I think it would be very misleading to the public, our public, if we show $3 million and then we get two. And okay. if it's just a placeholder, it doesn't matter a whole lot. And it may involve a supplemental anyway.
Okay. I'll do Beth, and then Eileen has a card.
I think it would be better to go high than to go low, because if you exceed what you think you might expend, then you do have to do a supplemental budget by a certain amount. And it doesn't mean that you have to even spend it at all, but we'd be better off going higher because of that.
Okay, thank you for that explanation.
Eileen and then Teresa.
Just a little background. I found an email and it's dated March 15th of 24. And it basically, it's from Kevin, who's with Civil West. And this is basically kind of back and forth with Business Oregon, and it has to do with the monies that they're pulling out for FEMA. And basically what Kevin is saying, and this is in March, is they're asking him for a dollar amount on the tanks. And he's saying, we would prefer to wait to make any adjustments to the FEMA dollars until after bids are received. So we're working with real numbers rather than an estimate. So you know, it is a number that, like Teresa said, all of these numbers are really up in the air. And what he pulled out from the numbers was $1,872,000 for the FEMA, which is the FEMA portion. No. So, you know, there again, I think putting a placeholder in there, it's not going to hurt anything. So, anyways.
Okay. Beth, I saw a card. Did I see it? No, it was Teresa. Sorry.
Yeah, I applaud you, Pat, for your thought process there. I think it's very good to think about setting expectations of the community and how we're going to do that. I surely hope through this process, there'll be lots of communication that goes out, which will include what we're going to get from FEMA, what we get from FEMA, you know. So I think even if it's out there and it comes in lower, you know, the public will eventually know about that, because I'm like I said, I'm surely hoping there'll be lots of communication that goes out about this project.
Okay. All right. So we have agreed that the Capital Improvement Fund loan fund would have another set of line items. How about the FEMA? Let me get a card from you all about the FEMA. Adding that one as a placeholder.
What question without yes. knowing the amount tonight that we're going to
do? It's just more about, we even if we didn't know what the amount, it's more okay. about just putting it out as a series of line items in here. We don't know what the number is, because you would have to help figure that out.
Yeah.
I want to know how are we feeling about that as a group, so that we can just set it up. Okay, we got green cards on all of them. So that says to me that we'll put in capital improvement loan fund, and then whatever, how would you describe the FEMA?
I say capital improvement FEMA fund.
Okay, capital improvement FEMA fund. All right, so on the loan fund, shall we designate that with Business Oregon? Can we say Business Oregon on there? Is that wise or unwise?
I don't think we need to. We just need to distinguish between
the two.
All right. And I think the board actually will need should do this in a resolution setting up the. We need to do that in a resolution setting up the fund for, you know, and saying what the purpose is for it.
Okay. So can we, as the budget committee, pass that on then to the board? And we say, yes, we've all agreed that these two funds will have a couple of line items in them as placeholders. And we pass that to the board. Is that correct?
Well, no, I mean, we'll need to approve the final, the budget committee needs to approve the final budget.
Right. But in terms of.
So we'll need the numbers.
Yeah, we will.
So we'll have to at least have a short meeting. If everything else is copacetic, we'll have to have another really short meeting to approve this. To get the numbers for the FEMA part that we would put in.
Okay.
Well,
Kelly?
Which I think we can. We've got the dollar amount for the capital improvement loan fund. We decided that's $367,500.
Right.
15%. So we just really need to come up with a dollar amount to put into the FEMA fund. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, Kelly.
So if that's what we need, and Kevin thought that it might be 1 million.
No, it's more than that.
He doesn't really know, Kelly. He's holding on.
I know we don't know. What I'm saying is,
he did an estimate, though.
If we use a number, we can go with that number. And if we wanted to use 15% of that number, I mean, it's something to put in there.
Yeah, let me find that email where he was conversing with the Oregon Emergency Management people, which is the Oregon
is that portion of FEMA. I mean?
Yeah, because he had a updated estimate for the total project, and then we would know the 15% of that, and that would be closer.
It's dated March 15th, 2024. It's cost estimates update is what I've got, Beth.
Well, is it the one between the OEM people that has a whole bunch with that?
Yeah, it's got Loomis. It's got Sharon Breyers with OEM. I'm sorry, Shannon. Michelle, and it's the one where he's basically kind of pushing back because they want to know how much, and he's saying he wants to wait to get some estimates before he comes up with the adjusted numbers for FEMA. But
He's got 1.8 here for the total FEMA project.
Yeah. Well, it's almost 1.9.
Yeah. Yeah, 1.9.
Mm-hmm. 1.87. Yeah. Should we take 15% of that and just drop that in there?
10 or 15% probably. Yeah.
Okay.
1.872600. So yeah.
Kelly, I see your card.
Yeah, if that's the amount that we think, then we might as well just take 15% of it and drop it in just like we did with the other one. But also, I think it would be beneficial if somebody can forward that email maybe onto the whole budget committee so that everybody on the budget committee could see it.
And then
they'd be more cognizant of.
That would be great.
Thank you.
Okie doke.
So, all right.
$281,000.
Pat.
I'm thinking after this discussion that we need to pay some kind of a stipend to our board members and increase the budget for the office management because they're going to have a lot of work.
Well,
and you've already done a lot of work, so wow.
So did Kelly. You come up with, what'd you come up with, Beth? Did you do 10% or 15%?
I did 15. I came up with it, not rounding up what Kevin had in this report or email, 280,890 was the 15%.
Yep, that's what I've got. So is everybody okay with that if we put that into the income for FEMA?
Yep.
And I will forward this email that I've got to everybody so you can kind of see the breakdown on everything in the conversation that Kevin had with these other entities.
Kelly.
Yeah. I would love to give a big, I don't know about a stipend, but I would love to take Eileen, Lisa, and Beth out to dinner for all the work that they've done on this. And
that's down the road. It's not done yet.
I know. But then the other thing, I forgot. What excuse my language. Thank you, Eileen, for getting that email to the rest of the budget. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'd like to ask a question about, you know, these two funds. If these have to go into our entire budget and it's a part of our budget, wow, the numbers are going to be huge.
Mm-hmm. But you have to account for all the money you expect to have and all the money that you expect to fund. Yeah. And I know it's different than how they were doing the budget years ago because they weren't including the reserve account. They were only including they were only reporting on the general fund.
Yeah, it's just
shocking. It makes it big.
It's just shocking. And, you know, and because we all interact with so many people in our community and they, you know, I don't know how many of them are going to be actually looking at the budget. I mean, but I just want to be totally prepared to be able to be truthful about this, or I'm going to pass it to the board and then you guys can, but I just appreciate the information so that I can feel more comfortable. This is going to be heart throbbing, you know, for a budget. I've just never done that with the Otter Rock Water District before.
Yeah, we're adding $500,000 plus to the budget just with these two additions, but
for 161 units. I mean, oh my gosh.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So now, yes, Kelly.
Okay. Now this is another like extremely hypothetical thing. But I do have a question about if Highway 1, I mean, I got a thing from our congressperson.
Dave.
Yeah, Dave. About the problem with a 101 out here and how they don't have a good fix for it. He did say that it's not feasible to go inland. So I know this is a huge hypothetical, but what if we do this project, the highway caves in and we can't repay our loan? Because everybody has moved out and haven't even been able to sell their houses because there's no bloody highway.
Well, then we were going to
the big one hits, Kelly.
I'm not talking about the big one. I'm just talking about. No, I mean, I know that's a.
Kelly, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Oh, wait, we won't have a bridge to cross.
That's why we build the bridge to get there.
We'll be driving on the beach again, like in.
In the old days. Right?
We're going to get Teresa's horse.
Okay.
Well, it is really, that is always on our minds, I think, because we, if the earthquake occurs and all that, I mean, it's like, we're going to have a whole lot of other problems, and they're probably not going to worry too much about us paying back our
loan. Oh, I'm not talking right about then. An earthquake. I'm just talking about another winter.
Yeah, that's true.
One more winter might do it.
Are there any other line items that we need to discuss? You know, I guess we're looking about 7/13, and there are things to be done. I don't believe we'll be able to finish our budget this evening. I think we should be, unless there are any more, or not unless, but are there any other issues that we need to talk about? This was good. Teresa, I have you on mute. I see you on mute.
Yeah, thank you. Mute myself because, you know, background noise, whatever.
Okay. So are you all prepared? Let's talk about maybe the next meeting where we could do this, see what it looks like, what the whole total budget looks like and what the capital improvement loan fund and the capital improvement FEMA fund with all of that in there. I'd really like to take a look at that and see what it looks like. So let's see, did we have an estimated time, not estimated, but a meeting date? I think my meeting dates are in the other room. Hang on just a second. I will return.
Tell you, this meeting has made me feverish.
Oh no.
I mean, not like temperature. I'm just saying, man, this was a fast-paced, tense meeting.
Well, you know, I don't have the here it is. So we were thinking that an additional meeting might be in May sometime, but it wasn't identified, or June. We have to be ready to publish by, oh dear.
Well, we don't have the, if you're looking at the budget calendar.
I am.
Is that what you're looking at? The
it is.
Calendar. So before, when we did a rate increase along with approving the final budget, we had that 30-day notice requirement for a rate increase. This time we have a 5-day notice requirement. Now we have more in order to get it mailed out. We have a little lead time for that. We have a little extra time.
Good. So would we be able to have something like next week?
I think if everybody's in agreement on the numbers that are in the budget, and I'm assuming that we do. We fixed the grant loan. We moved that to that amount, so I think we were all in agreement there. I think it's really just a matter of going in and cleaning this up and sending it out to everybody so that you can see it.
That'd
so be great. Right. So we could approve it, unless, you know, as a committee tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all pretty much in agreement. So there's really,
we had all green cards. We had all green cards. Yeah, but we haven't approved the whole budget. And if you all are willing to approve the budget based on those two numbers, the $367,500 and then the FEMA $280,000 and something.
$280,890.
Mm-hmm. We could talk about that. Kelly?
So the income will be in a line item and the expenditures will be zero.
No, yes. It would be the income would be the drawdown expected for each one, and the expenses would be the same amount, so that we were expecting to spend it all, even though we don't have to spend any of it. But that if we don't say we were going to spend all of the drawdown, then we couldn't spend it. We'd have to come back with a supplemental budget. So okay. We would want to say that
we're hoping
spend
to
spend it all.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kelly.
And if we don't get it, and if we don't spend it, will we still have to do a supplemental budget to reflect the fact that we failed to get the income?
I don't think so. I mean, if someone wants to contact Department of Revenue, local budget division, and ask, but I mean, in the statutes, it said you could do a supplemental budget if you failed to, you know, have a project that went through or something, but it didn't sound like you'd be, you know, you're in real trouble. And I know this because in the past, the district did overspend what they budgeted, and they didn't do a supplemental budget. And they got a letter from the Department of Revenue saying, you guys overspent, don't do that again. But we've never received anything when we underspent, and we have done that a number of the few recent years. Does that help at all?
Kelly?
Well, I still am not clear what happens at the end of the fiscal year if we put these numbers in and we didn't do anything with them.
Well, they can either just sit there and hopefully we'll spend it the following year, or we can make adjustments to it. We could add to it. Or,
right. Well, yeah. It
just, they're just still placeholders, really.
Yeah.
It may mean we don't get the money in. Maybe next year we don't get any FEMA money in because the contract hasn't been awarded, and we don't have any actual work that gets done in the next fiscal year. In that case, we'd just do it again next year. We'd put in what we thought, you know, we were going to draw down from the FEMA project.
Okay. All right. I'm
good with that too. Pat.
Beth and Eileen, how much time would you need? Do you have time to get us a final copy of the whole thing?
Yeah, I can get it out to you.
And then how soon would you feel comfortable having another budget meeting to do the final approval?
I mean, I could send it to you right now if everybody wants to take a look at it, and we could just approve it. It's just a matter of, yeah.
Yeah, you could share your screen.
How do I do that? How do I do that, Teresa?
I'll tell you when I worked up, but you won't be able to see it.
There's a little thing at the bottom that just says share screen.
In the Zoom or?
Yeah, yes. It has to be turned on. It has to be turned on. Lisa would have to turn it on.
It's on. Okay.
She hosted the meeting.
It says host.
It's on. It's green. It's on.
Do you see it?
Mine is.
You don't see
it. Oh, yeah, it's not. It's not enabled.
I think it's for the meeting.
It says host disabled participant screen sharing.
Right, because
enable me, Lisa.
Well, I'm trying. It says screen. Start broadcast. No, it's not it.
Oh my God, something's happening. Help.
With broadcast. There was a broadcast.
Yeah, but that's not what we want.
Well, how about this? How about if we
Lisa,
I think you have to go into participants and specifically give Eileen, you know.
Well, it's turned off for any participant except for the host. In our basic settings for our Zoom account. We're just using one Zoom account to do this.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I understand why that's the default. So
right. You know.
So why don't we do this?
Why don't we do a short meeting? Yeah.
Yeah, just do. And literally, if we can look at it, I mean, I don't know how you all are. It's 7:22. If we looked at it, We could meet in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like last year, I think we did that. Wasn't it last year? We.
Kelly, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I like that idea. I'm leaving for Central Oregon camping on Sunday, so I couldn't do a meeting next week.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right. You do. That's right. Yeah.
So if we could meet in 15 minutes, or if we could all get an email and look at it right now.
That'd be awesome.
Then we don't even have to end this meeting and start a new one.
Yeah, but it's 7:23.
Okay. Well, then want to do it? Can people do it tomorrow? Can we have a 15-minute meeting tomorrow?
What if we did it next, you know, like on the 4th or something? Or wait. I'm in the wrong month.
The 4th?
No. Yeah, June 4th.
How about I send it to everybody right now? And we just take a look at it and we approve it and we can be done. I am going in for some work on the 22nd, and I don't think I'm really going to be in a position.
And Eileen is going to have that update to the 15,000 as well, right?
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
And the 25K to the contingency.
Yeah, because that's where the 5K is coming out of, right? 5K out of contingency and into the...
Yeah.
You guys are way too good. Way too good. You ladies, not guys. Excuse me.
Okay, so it's just give me 1 second here.
Sure. Are you sending it to the commissioners on their Gmail accounts?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'm gonna leave Zoom open, and then I'm gonna go into my office and look at it on the desktop.
On the big screen, yes.
Because I do not want to miss. I don't want to drop this meeting.
Okay, yeah. I've got my phone and 2 computers going. I feel so grown up.
You are grown up. You are very grown up.
Don't tell the kids.
Tell us when it's gone, Eileen, and we'll go look.
Okay, I just sent it, and
I'm gonna see you in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
I'm not gonna hang up.
So everybody just kind of let me know that they received it.
I just got it, so I'll
look. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
In fact.
Yeah, so if you want to just kind of review it with me, Kelly, I'm happy to go through it with you.
Did you highlight the things that were changed? I see some yellow.
Yeah, I didn't remove those. So you should be able to see, well, those are things that we kind of discussed early on. Those are the changes. There's the grant loan application. That one's highlighted. 15,000, property liability. And then the contingency changed to 25 instead of 30.
And there was an adjustment to the commercial base rate?
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We just broke that out, Kelly, but it's the same bottom line. Yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Eileen, the contingency says $25,030. Did you do that?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. That's because we changed that one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this last page is close to what it would look like, but not quite. But I mean, it's...
Sorry, I didn't really edit some of those lines, Beth.
Yeah, the on the FEMA one, it would also say total revenue was the same as the total expenses, and you've got zero in there, but that's minor. Just a little cleanup there. They start out with zero cash on hand. You have income of the amount we expected it would expect to draw down. We have expenses in that amount, therefore leaving zero.
Right.
And
Same
that
with the
same,
FEMA.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just needs to kind of say what it is, and we could even come up with some numbers, some accounting numbers.
You mean like a series, Beth, like the 9,000 series, 5,000 series, etc.?
Yeah, we need to add that too for our last item in the general fund, the EPA survey. We did get a number into
Hmm.
QuickBooks on it, but
Okay.
we forgot to kept forgetting to put it on the
Little, those
your
are just,
spreadsheet.
housekeeping chores.
So
Yeah.
what are these? So there's like, so really the budget ends where? On page six.
Page.
Well, this isn't the
Oh,
overview either. There's a whole nother screen you're going to see, or once we do the local budget forms, it'll have all the whole total revenue expected for the whole shebang, everything we have. So, but we don't want to look at that. That one to me is real confusing because it doesn't separate things out.
okay, but it doesn't change any of the figures at all.
No,
No, because
no.
these are in separate funds.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
The main thing the thing we've been looking at for all these meetings is just the general fund, which is
Yeah,
our
right.
operating fund, basically.
So kind of your last couple of pages, it says other funds, and you've got a reserve fund, a system development fund. And then we added two. We just added two tonight, the Capital Improvement Loan Fund,
Right.
which is Business Oregon, and the Capital Improvement FEMA Fund.
Yeah.
Yeah, and wait till we end up with this loan thing, and then we're gonna probably have to end up doing a debt service fund.
That's enough now, Beth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
No more pencils in my spokes, Beth. My cheeks are red enough.
Okay, so Lisa, are you on
You got you.
you're taking a look. I can't see your face. Oh, there you are. I was looking at the back of your chair going, I don't understand. Okay, have we looked at it? Are we ready to approve the Really? We prepared to vote?
So, where is
Okay. All right, here we go. So, if we're prepared to vote for the recommended Water District budget for 2024, 2024-25, is there a motion to approve?
I'll
I make
make that a
a motion.
motion.
Okay, Beth is going to move. Is there a second?
I'll
I'll
second.
second.
Everybody's gonna second it.
All right.
I'm gonna let Teresa second it because
All
I think
right.
you already seconded earlier stuff.
All right. Here's the vote. Eileen?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Pat?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Joni? Yes. All right.
Woohoo! Drink out the
So
wine.
now, what are the next steps that we need to take as a budget committee, or do we disband?
I think we're done with you.
We're done.
You're done with us. You don't want to see us anymore. Well, then if we've completed our work as a budget committee, I just want to thank you for all of your work, not only the board, but also you, Pat and Teresa. I really appreciate you coming on as community members. And Beth, Eileen, Lisa, and Kelly, you're awesome. You know, you're really following through. So we appreciate your service for your productive, tremendous productive experience. So good job. It's been a pleasure being with you.
Well, I would love to cook everybody dinner sometime. So maybe sometime in June. I'd love to have you all over for a nice dinner.
Yes. That would be great.
That'd be great.
I want to thank you, Joni. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
You know, keeping us organized and keeping us moving. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. It's, you know, this team has been really, really beautiful. And I watched on Tuesday and I made a little note and it says, the board really gets along. They're very supportive and very respectful of each other. And I watched that happen and that was just a pleasure to see. So it's been really nice working with you all. So if there's nothing further, the meeting is adjourned at 7:34.
Thank you, everybody.
We got an approved budget. Yay.
All right. Go team. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, everybody.
See you out later.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Nighty night.
That's great.